With me today are the gentlemen from fresh from Bohol in Philippines, Soccer for Change. We have Michael Ligowski.
Yep.
Tim Flicker, Ronik Patel, and Alan Saraf. Good day.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
As they say in the Philippines, mabuhay. So you've been here nearly 2 weeks now. How was it, Tim?
Yeah, it exceeded, I think, all our expectations. It was really incredible. The clinics went really well. And yeah, I think everyone had a really good time.
You weren't here last time we spoke.
No.
So what was it like?
It was a lot to take in. Like, I've been around Asia before, but the Philippines is very different. Has its own unique sort of charm and whatnot. But this is the first time I've been overseas, not on a holiday. Like, you've got a set goal of stuff to do, and it's, I don't know, that aspect alone made it very different in
but
a good
it's
way.
A bit of a holiday as well, because you get to play all day.
there was one or two days off. Yeah. We did. Yeah, we got there Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday. And we started the clinics on Monday. Yeah, yeah, so we had a couple of days to explore the area and get to know the locals.
So, what was playing with the kids like? Because you come to the Philippines, and the Philippines is like the basketball country.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the American basketball players. Everyone plays basketball. Yeah. Ronik, how was it for you?
I tried playing basketball there with kids. That was fun. Lost.
Did you get hooked?
I mean, we...
So you lost or they lost?
No.
We never did.
They never did. We had a few good players. Alan, Matthew Frost, and Timmy somewhat. But me, I don't know. I was marking a kid half my size. I realized at that point that, I'm out of my league.
They're fast. They're really fast.
So did they teach you how to do layups and three-pointers and those stuff?
Yeah, we tried to ask a couple guys actually to teach something. And he's like, it's just a one-motion thing. You do it, and it happens. I'm like, okay.
And I bet, Alan, when it came to soccer, you were the experts.
Yeah, we were all the experts.
So what, did it feel better that when you were teaching them, this is how you should do it?
Well, for me, the basketball aspect was fine for me, to be honest.
He's the best one.
Natural athlete.
The soccer was actually very surprising. Like, I mean, us, we play on a team. Usually the people we meet have at least kicked the ball before or had some familiarity with the sport. But, you know, these kids, they had... You know, some of them had no clue what to do with the football, and we had to teach them just straight from the basics. And I think all of us found something interesting, which was whenever the ball kind of got in the air, they'd be slapping their hands, like, eager to get their hands on the ball, just out of instinct. Like,
natural.
Rather than...
Yeah.
So they were kind of confused with basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
they were even good at volleyball.
Yeah.
Play volleyball with them. They were actually very, very good. Yeah.
So you could have done an intramural for the 9 days that you were there. Like a sports fest of sorts.
Yes.
So what was it like when you met them?
Overwhelming.
Yes.
So on the first day, we arrived at the school and we just expected maybe, you know, the principal would greet us and then we would sort of start the clinics. But there were 600 students waiting for us.
600?
600.
Did you teach
students.
Them all soccer?
No. Not all of them, but the entire school was there. There was an official welcoming ceremony. There were dances. There were speeches.
Singing.
Like a thank you for coming song. It was pretty overwhelming.
Did you feel like you were members of cabinet for the...
Oh. Yeah. We're just sitting there. I'm losing my mind just going, is this all really happening?
And that's the Filipino way. They welcome everyone with open arms and wholeheartedly. 9 days in Bohol. What was the thing that you brought home with you? Alan.
Like you just said, I mean, the people were very open with us. They were very friendly, always willing to help. And I mean, we got so many just hellos on the street and things like that. But I think what stuck with me the most is just, the kids' attitudes. It changed a lot throughout the week. At first, they were never negative with us. But at first, you can see that they were quite hesitant. They were unsure of how to play, unsure of what to do. And we were a bit worried that come the time, because we hosted a little tournament just to cap things off, that come that time maybe they wouldn't really know the rules by then or how to work on the field. But no, they were very excited to play. There were good audiences as well when other matches were ongoing, and it seemed like they learned a lot and that they really had fun as well. And I mean, the joy of the children, you can definitely take that back with you.
Yeah. How is it like teaching the children the rules? Because they understand English, but it's still different because you speak Australian English. You know, there's that difference where in your accent, maybe they don't really get it at first. So what was it like teaching them?
I love kids, and I've tried teaching a lot of kids doing things like my nephew back home. But it's never easy to teach kids. But what I learned there was actually those kids, they were very easy to actually deal with, sort of thing. Or they were very much into learning, sort of thing. And they would listen very carefully. And when I was trying to explain some kids, and some of them, you see a blank face where they didn't understand anything of what I was saying. But there were a few kids who actually did understand English perfectly well, sort of thing, where when I speak to them, they try and explain to other kids, and it worked out pretty well. And then by the end of the whole thing, we realized that it was better sort of... we were still trying to demonstrate every now and then, but sometimes it's harder that because they don't know the game, so they don't understand exactly what you're trying to say or trying to do. But then eventually, by the end of the whole week, you see where kids have actually more. There was one outstanding kid I remember doing a back sort of don't know what exactly that is called, but what the way he scored the goal was extraordinary, and yeah. I'm pretty sure most of us won't be able to pull that off.
Yeah. That was Robert.
Robert goal.
So that's a good goal.
Seeing that makes me feel that we have achieved something at least, and hopefully that keeps going on and they keep playing soccer for good.
In Australia, sports plays a big part in everyone's childhood. Changes a lot in people's lives, isn't it? Did you see that, Michael?
Yeah. A couple of kids, Ronnie touched on this, that they were a little bit disinterested the first couple of days. I was sort of just like, oh, okay, I'm just doing this because everyone else is. But by the end of it, when the competition aspect came into it, you could just see them go, okay, I really want to try. I really want to put in effort and, you know, help my team win. Because they're young kids, there's still a lot of trying to figure out how to work as a team, but their mindset did change quite a bit.
But growing up, you gentlemen obviously played sports. Yeah. What did sports do for you to become who you are right now? Tim?
I guess what sort of sports teaches you is it's really that first... For me, it was a defining moment of where you work in a team. You have to cooperate with other individuals. You're not necessarily best friends with everyone you play with, but you have to work in a team to achieve a certain objective. And you also make a lot of great friends in the process.
And confidence building as well.
Definitely.
It also takes your attention on productive things, I suppose.
Yeah, that was a big focus of why we were there. So Mike actually wrote up a kind of big soccer star contract, where it would say the players, I'll respect my teammates, I'll respect the referee, I won't do drugs, I'll always listen to my parents, things like that. Just, it was more of the idea was more to get kids sort of thinking about, trying to get them down, I guess, like a positive road towards, you know, staying in school, achieving good grades, a good education, rather than down a road where...
You're coming back for another clinic?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We would all like to, yeah. For sure. We're hoping so, yeah.
And so for Tim, it was the Uber ice cream that he had to come back for. What are you coming back for, Michael?
Maybe. Sorry, just quickly with the ice cream. We actually went to a restaurant that didn't have it, and Tim was just like, nah, it's okay, I don't want it anymore.
For Michael, it was the milkshakes probably.
Here. Oh, hell yeah.
The milkshakes?
I ordered three for myself. Coming back, it would be really good to see some of the people that we met this time around. Hopefully we end up in the under area again. Yeah. Especially the little kids, and see how they've grown and developed, if they've kept the game going. One of the teachers we're actually keeping in contact with, and he's trying to establish a startup program with soccer, football, and if we can hopefully see that keep going. Just like a little training program, yes, or games or something, just something.
Things, yeah. Something similar to what we do here, where you have that discipline that you go every week and you have to be there because your teammates are counting on you.
There was one time, so when we were walking past the school and we were getting ready to set everything up, where we were just walking past and they were already you know, practicing kicking the ball to each other and stuff, and like that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you going back for, Ronnie?
Like Mike said, when they actually set up, they were really little ones, little kids, really small. I mean, they were way younger than other kids, and I think I don't know whether they were interested in playing or not, but I would love to see them play next time I go.
And you as well, Alan?
It's probably just the kids, like the others have said. They're just great to teach, just great to be around. They were really very helpful, and I mean, it was a pleasure to see them happy, and maybe if in a few years we can go back and get to see them again.
Looking forward to that. Thank you very much, Michael, Tim, Ronnie, and Alan. Alan,
yeah.
Selamat.
Moravik salam.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.